Good afternoon. Nice to meet you. Please, take a seat. I'm Dr. Sterling. If you could just please confirm your name and date of birth for me. Okay. Great, yeah. Now, what brings you here today? Okay, routine checkup. It looks like from your records, this is an annual event for you. Which is good. It's great to be on top of your health. Is there anything specific that you want me to consider, or should we just jump into some of the basics? Great, straight down to business. I like it. Let's start by checking your weight. I assume your height hasn't changed, so we'll leave that for now. If you could remove your shoes and step onto the scale here when you're ready. Did you have far to come today? Oh, I see. Well, it's a nice day out there. Yeah, I'd love to be in the park instead of stuck here in the surgery. Okay, good. Now, I'll just write this down. And very good. We'll do heart rate and blood pressure. If you could just take a seat back there again and roll up your sleeve a little bit there for me, please. Okay, now let's just get this on here. And if you just hold still for a minute while the machine does its work. I'm sorry to break the professional character here, but we went to the same high school, didn't we? You were a few years below me, right? Yeah, I knew it. Well, it was hard to forget you. And not so easy to recognize you. You look quite different these days. But, yeah, it has been a few years, hasn't it? But the name was familiar and the birth date was about right. We're a little bit far from our hometown. What brought you out this way? I see. Huh. Well, nice to see you again. I don't catch many faces from the old days around here. Blood pressure is looking good. You'll be happy to hear. I might just check your eyes. The light will be a little bright if you just bear with me. Once I can find it. Where is it? You know, I remember you asked me to a dance one time, even though I was older than you. And yeah, it was a bold move. I certainly didn't mind being asked, but it didn't seem right to say yes to someone younger than me. Maybe I was just nervous about what the people in my own class would say. Oh, okay, here we go. Now, open your eyes and look straight ahead. Well, I hope that you'll be able to find it in yourself to forgive me for that. Well, there's nothing I need to forgive you for. You were young and obviously had a crush. It's no big deal. You've certainly blossomed into a beautiful swan, though. The years after high school have been good to you. Okay, pupil response is normal. You know, I feel like I remember something. There was that one springtime when you came to school covered in a rash, right? All the kids were teasing you for it. You said it was allergies, if I remember correctly. Yeah, well, I've got a good memory. Yeah, I mean, kids can be cruel, right? It's, springtime. Again, now, how are you faring? Okay, well, maybe we should give your skin a quick check just to be sure. Why don't you step back here behind this screen, and if you get undressed, then I'll get ready to inspect. Here, just Let me know when you're ready. It was several days of a severe rash, was that right? Yeah, I remember seeing you in the schoolyard getting teased for it. That's the main reason I remember. I mean, kids will tease each other over anything, right? But don't worry, we'll give you a thorough check and see how your skin is getting on. This is not an easy time of year for lots of people, and some people find that antihistamines just don't cut it. You ready? Okay, let's get a look at you. Wow. Okay, if you'd like to step over here. Yeah, just right here, please. Now, let's get a good look at you. Your arms seem okay. Your chest looks alright. They teased you for being... Well, they said you were something of a... a dork, right? If I remember correctly. Well, if they could have seen how beautiful you grew up to be, then I don't think they'd be laughing now. You definitely got the last laugh in that regard. Now, if you just want to spread your legs a little bit, I'll just check down around your backside, between your thighs, your legs. Okay, everything's looking fantastic. Very, very good. You know, it's never too soon to start checking for unwanted lumps and bumps. Lots of doctors will tell you to wait until a certain age, but I'm of the opinion that waiting too long is how tragedies can happen. So let's give you a breast exam while you're here. Because I think it would be an absolute tragedy if we didn't give you a breast exam and something happened. So if you just stand there and raise your hands up above your head, and let me just really feel here and squeeze and very good. They used to tease you and tease you, if I remember correctly. It's so unkind. To be honest, it's one of the reasons I thought you were so brave, asking an older boy like me to the dance. It was a gutsy move. I respected it. Your breasts feel really, really good, actually. Is that okay? There's no discomfort, I hope. While I just squeeze them and just make sure they're okay. Are you sure it's all good for you? Okay, that's good to know. Your nipples are getting hard when my fingers brush over them. Oh dear. Oh dear. No, stay as you are. It's okay. You don't need to feel embarrassed. It's not the first time I've had a patient get a little bit overstimulated. Let's just check something here. If you spread your legs for me, please. And, oh, you're quite overstimulated down here, aren't you? You're definitely getting wet. I have some cream over here. Keep your arms in the air. I'll just use some of this lubricating cream down here between your legs, and it might ease some of your overstimulation. Is that all right? Is that all right just there like that? Good. I like to make sure that my patients feel comfortable. You're definitely overstimulated, aren't you? We can't have that. they really weren't kind to you back in high school, were they? But look at how beautiful you are now. You're such a good girl. I don't understand why anyone would want to be unkind to you. Maybe I should have said yes to you back then. The older boy taking you to the dance. Well, we can certainly make things up to you now, can't we? I'll just have to be the best doctor that I can be. Oh, it's certainly no chore to treat such a beautiful young woman as yourself. It's not a problem whatsoever. Especially when I can see that it's getting such a positive response from you. I'm not being too rough with you, am I? I can tell that you're sensitive. I wouldn't want to be too firm and overdo it. Patient comfort is so important to me, especially for a beautiful young woman as yourself. Is that okay when my fingers go inside? Like that? Just slip inside you? Is that helping? Good. Very good. It's very, very slippery down here. Your nipples are definitely still hard. Everything in this area seems to be functioning very well. And you'll be glad to know I haven't found any unwanted lumps in your breasts. Even if there is a lot of hardness around your nipples. Is that okay? Like that? Just over your clitoris? You're clearly very sensitive down here. It's really, really very wet and slippery. All over my hands. Here, why don't you lean back against the gurney there, and we'll just concentrate a little bit more on easing some of your urges. Keep your legs spread for me. Come on. That's it. You really are a good girl, aren't you? You're such a sweet girl. It's obviously extremely inappropriate to get erect nipples in front of your doctor, but it does happen sometimes in my office. Normally, I wouldn't be so hands-on in helping a patient relieve some of their tension, but you and I go back, don't we? All the way back to high school. Is that okay? Over your clitoris? I hope the lubricating cream is doing a good job of making sure my hand just glides over it. My fingers gliding back and forth over it and slipping in and out of you. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You just let me take care of everything. I'll look after you. Here, in fact, why don't we, sit you in this chair over here? Come on, over here. Come on, this way. Sit yourself down there and let's lean you back a little bit here and we'll get your legs up into these stirrups here. Nice and high up. There we go. Now, I'll have to strap your legs into them here and here just to make sure we can get the best results. Quite the sight, aren't you? Who would have imagined we would end up like this with you naked in my office in the stirrups with your legs spread wide apart right here in front of me? Completely entrusted to my care. Funny how things turn out sometimes, isn't it? Why don't we take your temperature? Here, put this under your tongue. That's it. We'll leave it there for a moment. And I'll just put another one into your anus so we can get two readings. Let's just use some of the lubricants. I hope that's not too cold. Just rubbing it all around your anus. All over your asshole, just in little circles like that. You certainly made a mess of you. Lube and cream all over your pussy and all over your anus. If I just slip a finger inside your ass just a little bit, is that okay? Do you think you're ready for the thermometer? Okay, well then let's just slip it into you there like that. There, good. Now, we'll just wait a moment to get the correct temperatures, and I'll just continue to apply treatment to your clitoris, streaking it up and down, rubbing these two fingers back and forth over it. I'm trying not to be too rough with you. One has to be firm, of course. Firm, going over it like this, and slipping my fingers inside you with the other hand. Gentle going in and out of you, but firm over your clitoris. You know, to be honest with you, I really didn't like high school either. I mean, I know that you got teased and everything, but I suppose I found the whole thing quite frustrating as well. It's one of the reasons I left town, I suppose. Is it the same for you? Yeah. I imagine that's the case, you poor thing. No, we're gonna look after you here, okay? Let's see here what your temperature reading is. You know, I'm not quite sure I trust this reading from your anal thermometer. Why don't I, take a test of my own, and just get this out and tell me. How does seeing a man's erect penis make you feel? How's your sex drive? Does seeing this and watching me stroke it, does it provoke any strong feelings in you? Yeah, I see it does, doesn't it? And why don't we just connect the heart rate monitor here? Just stick these to your chest. There. And there we go. We'll just make sure that your heart rate is suitable for the level of stimulation that you're receiving. Well then, since you're already lubricated, nice and wet down here, let's move these stirrups just a little bit further apart so I can get in here and take a temperature reading of my own. Your pussy really does feel good. Very, very good. Oh, yeah. You definitely feel very warm inside, don't you? Oh, yeah. Come on. You keep that one in your mouth. You keep the other thermometer in your mouth. Don't you take it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been a very, very good girl. A very good girl for your doctor. You always did seem like a good girl in high school. I shouldn't be surprised that you'd still be a good girl now. Very, very good girl. Such a good patient. Yeah. Oh, God. That's it, sweet girl. Don't you worry. I'm here to look after you, okay? I'm here to look after you. I know you had a crush on me back in high school, and that's okay. I'm gonna look after you now, okay? You just give yourself over to me, and the good doctor's gonna take care of his sweet girl. Oh, yeah. Let's just give me your hand, and I want you to stroke your clit while I fuck you, okay? When I fuck this pretty pussy of yours, I want you to work that clit nice and hard, okay? And that wet, slippery, lubricated pussy of yours. You really are a sweet girl. I'm gonna look after you, okay? You don't have to worry about anything. The doctor's gonna take care of it all, alright? Oh, yeah. The doctor's gonna take care of everything. Oh, I'm gonna come in your pussy now, okay, sweet girl? Oh, okay. I'm gonna come inside this nice, oh, fucking pretty pussy of yours while you masturbate your clit. Oh, God. Oh, that's it. Good girl. Good girl. That's it, sweet girl. Your heart rate really did spike then, didn't it? I wonder if we can push it even higher, hmm? Maybe if I keep this cock inside you while you stroke your pussy for me, okay? I want you to stroke that wet, creamy, lubricated clit for me while my dick is still inside you, okay? You're such a sweet girl, aren't you? Such a good girl. I'm gonna look after you, okay? I want you to stroke that clit with my dick inside you until you come for me. That's it, sweet girl. I want you to come for me, okay? I want you to come for me. We're gonna see just how fast your heart can tolerate pumping. So come on, I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me, okay? I can tell you're getting closer. I can hear it. I can hear it in those beeps. So come on. Come on, I want you to come for me. Come on, come on. Come for me now, good girl. That's it, my sweet girl. Come on, come. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, good girl. Good girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you're shaking, the way you're trembling. Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl. Oh, 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 good girl. Well, I must say you did very well. And it's not often the doctor gives the patient a sperm sample, but well, I like to do things a little differently around here sometimes. I'm going to need you to keep that in place and take it home with you. But those spikes in your heart rate have left me a little bit concerned. Oh, and here, let's check the results on your oral temperature and... Oh dear. Further treatment is definitely going to be required, I'm afraid. I don't normally do home visits, but I'll make an exception in this case, so I can keep monitoring you. As your new doctor, I think you're going to need a lot of dedicated attention. How does a follow-up at your place this weekend sound? Good. I'll be in touch about making an appointment. I don't think we need to go through my secretary.